KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, presenting Dream Like Taylor, a live band journey through the enchanted eras of Taylor Swift featuring Cassie B on July 12th at the Epstein Family Amphitheater. Tickets and the complete summer lineup at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Emmeline Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, June 18th. An update on the charges against protesters arrested last month at UCSD. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The county's vector control program is set to conduct more routine aerial larvicide drops next week. The goal is to stop mosquitoes from spreading diseases like West Nile virus. Helicopters will drop the larvicide on about 50 rivers, streams, ponds, and other waterways in the county to kill mosquito larvae. The county says the larvicide is not harmful to people or pets. One way you can stop mosquitoes from breeding is by dumping out anything that can hold water, like plant saucers, buckets, and garbage cans. The drops are scheduled for next Wednesday and Thursday. The San Diego Registrar of Voters is looking for temporary site managers to operate in-person voting locations for the November election. Vote center assignments range from 4 to 13 days, managing operations and assisting voters, plus training. The role pays $20 an hour. English speakers who are bilingual are also needed. Applications are available at sdvote.com. Summer is just 2 days away, and the National Weather Service says temperatures will gradually warm up each day this week into the weekend. Today, temps in the inland and mountain areas will be in the high 70s. In the deserts, it'll be in the low 100s, and by the coast, it'll be the coolest with temps in the high 60s. And don't forget, if you need a place to cool down, you can find a cool zone site closest to you by visiting the county's website, or you can call 211. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Topics like political polarization and hybrid work policies can create workplace conflict. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate divisive issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Pending legal issues will continue into the summer for Gaza Solidarity protesters arrested last month at UCSD. Education reporter MG Perez has details on where their cases stand right now.
More than 60 UC San Diego student protesters and their supporters were supposed to be back in court Monday, but the city attorney's office postponed their scheduled appearances before a judge following the dismantling of the Gaza Solidarity encampment near the Geisel Library.
A lot of people were viewing it as like a temporary win, hoping that the charges never get filed.
Udayan Tandon is with the UAW Local 4811, representing the arrested students in the city's criminal cases and ongoing university conduct investigations.
Instead of the university facilitating and fostering protest, have like chosen this path where they want to like stamp it down.
The court delay confused union leaders who thought charges had been dropped. They have not. A spokesman for the city attorney said the cancellation of the court date will give prosecutors more time to develop cases and then set arraignments. MG Perez, KPBS News.
President Joe Biden's new executive actions direct asylum seekers toward existing legal pathways. But border reporter Gustavo Solis says those pathways are not working for the most vulnerable migrants.
Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process.
When President Joe Biden announced the new asylum restrictions earlier this month, he said asylum seekers should use existing legal pathways to enter the U.S.
For example, by making an appointment and coming to a port of entry.
Make an appointment. Sounds easy. And it is, at least in theory. All you have to do is download the CBP One app on your smartphone, fill out the application, and schedule an appointment. But in practice?
The app is famously glitchy. You know, in preparing for this interview, I tried to use the app. I downloaded the app and I tried to make an appointment, and it glitched out.
That is Jeremy Young. He's an attorney with Al Otro Lado. a nonprofit law firm that represents migrants with asylum claims. And he says CBP One has even deeper problems that go way beyond just being glitchy.
Not everyone has a smartphone.
Migrants without smartphones cannot get appointments. Also, the app only comes in three languages, so good luck if you do not speak English, Spanish, or Haitian Creole. And using the app is practically impossible for migrants with certain disabilities. For example, people who are blind.
What the app does effectively is it precludes these people from the asylum process.
The app's biggest problem might be that demand heavily outweighs supply. There are only 1,450 CBP1 appointments available every day, but tens of thousands of migrants trying to get one.
What you're doing is you're funneling everyone into one line, and the line is already longer than any line you've ever seen in your life.
Biden's executive actions do not increase the number of CBP1 appointments. Already in Tijuana, the average wait time is more than 7 months. And local officials worry that migrant shelters there will overflow with more people waiting for appointments.
Llevo ya casi 6 meses.
I've been waiting for almost 6 months, one woman tells us.
8 meses y una semana.
8 months and 1 week, tells us another woman named Maria. She's traveling with her 2 teenage sons. Jasmine is the asylum seeker who has been waiting 6 months. She says that the long wait times are taking a toll on everyone's mental health.
Aquí en los albergues hay mucha ansiedad. Depresión por parte de mujeres, por parte de niños.
She says that a lot of the women and children in the shelter are depressed and anxious. Some of the women are experiencing hair loss.
Sí, es frustrante. Hay mamás que están quedando calvas.
Maria, she started to cry when I asked her how long she's been waiting.
Es mucho tiempo esperar. Y nosotros huimos por la inseguridad que hay en Michoacán.
Maria says that she decided to flee her home in the Mexican state of Michoacán after a local drug cartel burned her business to the ground and tried to recruit her 2 teenagers. She doesn't feel safe in Tijuana. She's afraid that the cartel will come and find her. Maria has tried to request asylum in person at the legal border crossings, but every time, Border Patrol agents just keep turning her back, telling her to use the CBP One app.
Pues nos dicen que tenemos que pasar legalmente, pero pues también si legalmente no se puede, ¿qué podemos hacer?
Maria says she wants to follow the legal process, but she's starting to lose hope. And she's not alone. Officials in Tijuana say CBP1's long wait times actually contribute to illegal crossings. Enrique Lucero is head of Tijuana's Migrant Affairs Department. He says roughly one-third of migrants who cross the border illegally only do so after they try to schedule CBP1 appointments.
Y ellos llegan con mucho estrés postraumático, con psicosis, y tratan de cruzar lo más rápido porque creen que esa persecución los va a alcanzar aquí en Tijuana.
He says migrants lose hope after waiting several months. Lucero believes that forcing more migrants to use the app without increasing the number of appointments could intensify the same crisis that Biden is trying to solve.
Si vas a imponer esta medida, pues aumenta las citas de CBP1.
Last week, several immigrant advocacy groups filed a lawsuit to block the new rules. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Tonight, the public will get a chance to ask questions and voice their opinions on Sandag's plans for relocating the train tracks through Del Mar. North County reporter Tanya Thorne has the details about tonight's community meeting.
Sandag has 3 routes identified, each with a tunnel and each with its own benefits and challenges. One route runs along the I-5 freeway, but is also the longest. The second route cuts travel time, and the third has a shorter tunnel, which could mean a cheaper cost. But all plans have stirred controversy in the Del Mar community. To help with questions and concerns, tonight Sandag is hosting an in-person workshop. Omar Atai is with the agency.
We always invite the community to comment. We are receptive to that. We want to hear what the community has, and to the extent that we can address community concerns, we're absolutely willing to.
Tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at the San Diego Marriott Del Mar. Comments on the plans can also be submitted online or by mail until July 19th. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Two North County women are reclaiming wellness practices for queer people of color. Reporter Katie Heisen spoke with the Afro-Filipina sisters ahead of their summer solstice festival.
Tony and Alyssa Junius have long loved health and wellness, but when they went to workshops, the leaders were usually white, even though they were teaching things like yoga and burning sage, Alyssa says.
But when you think about all those different wellness practices, they're actually rooted in indigenous communities.
And Tony says the people whose ancestors created these practices often can't afford the workshops to learn them.
Wellness, especially in California, is popular, but it comes with a high price tag.
So the sisters created their own community in 2019, the Soul Tree Sisters. This weekend is their third summer solstice festival.
A lot of times after the festival, they'll say, I didn't realize this was like our thing. Like, this is like something that we do. And I'm like, what do you mean? So it's like the unlearning of what is for us, what is by us.
The festival will include performances, food, and workshops. It's sliding scale, and there are scholarships. Inside Carlsbad's new Village Arts, the Junius sisters prepared an altar. In the center is a Tsongkhofa bird symbol, feet forward and head turned back, reflecting on the past to guide its next steps. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join me again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Emily Mohebi. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, inviting you to experience the science of story. 6 days of programming celebrating how and why we tell the stories that move us from July 23rd through the 28th at UC San Diego. Events include Clarion Writers Masterclass, A Tale of Two Sulus, An Evening with George Takei and John Cho, Star Trek in Concert with the San Diego Symphony, and more. For information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.